Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Developed by Horsemen, HorseBills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, environment-friendly, paperless revolution of how equine industries bill and receive payments. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for each horse, whose owners can pay through the same website with just one click. Say goodbye to stacks of invoices, handwritten checks, and postage costs. Easy accounting for all parties with the highest online security measures. Get started free at HorseBills.com. Simply register with your name and email address. Free to sign up. No subscription fees to vendors until the first invoice is sent. For owners, you get a free account, comprehensive dashboard with information on all horses owned and billing records, ACH and credit card payment options. For vendors, generate invoices efficiently and receive payments quickly from both owners and other vendors. Syndicate and partnership managers get flexible billing and payment options to both vendors and syndicate members. For more info, call 888-938-4643, 888-938-4643, or log on to horsebills.com. That's horsebills.com.
Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF Bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Santa Anita. Live Thoroughbred racing is back at iconic Santa Anita Park. By the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By Legacy Ranch, get your horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com, enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By the OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By today's Racing Digest, a handicapping lesson in every issue. And by the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in San Diego. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com, selections from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And welcome to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm Bob Ike. I'll bring in my co-host John Lindo in just a minute. We are 1 month in front of the Kentucky Derby, and the last round of major prep races happened today from around the country. At Santa Anita, the Santa Anita Derby goes as race 10 on a 12-race card that kicks off at noon today. Four other stakes races at Santa Anita, including two cowbred stakes. At Keeneland, it's the Bluegrass. It goes as the 11th of 11 there, five stakes races on their card. And at Aqueduct, it's the Wood Memorial, 12th and final race on their card, five stakes races as well. John Lindo, we got to go to school today. This is the last round to kind of do our homework and really kind of bear in over the next month on Kentucky Derby. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob. You're right. A lot of big preps last week. We finish it off this week, basically. And we're going to go to school, like you say. And you know, with the undercards, with five stakes races each at Aqueduct, Santa Anita, and Keeneland, good racing, long racing cards throughout the day. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And some of those races, particularly at Keeneland today, John, are sort of undercard stakes races on Churchill Downs weekend as well. So we need to follow those, too.
Yeah, we'll be a little busy on that first Saturday in May. We'll have a lot of action going on. So, yeah, we're going to be glued to the monitors throughout the day.
Well, let's first of all recap the prep races we saw last weekend, the Arkansas Derby and the Florida Derby, 5 weeks out from the Kentucky Derby. And we saw some pretty nice horses. John, wanted to get your thoughts. And also later in the show, we'll talk to John Hardoon about the Ragazin numbers these horses got. But it was Renegade taking the Arkansas Derby. This is a real long striding horse who really finishes his race as well, John. And it looks like a mile and a quarter is going to be no problem for him.
Yeah, Renegade was coming off a comeback in the Sam F. Davis where he won at Tampa for fun. It was not a strong groove, so he went over to the Arkansas Derby and caught a much different type of field, a different surface, but he did the same thing, and he didn't have a great trip. He kind of caught wide and shuffled back to last down the backside, ended up following a horse that kind of pulled him through the middle of the race that Flavian Prott was on. And when he got to the outside turner for home, he picked up that stride, and he really ran through the wire the last eighth of a mile in under 12 seconds to win easily, and he galloped out like a mile and a quarter. It's not going to be a problem. I thought a terrific prep race for Renegade, and he had already run well as a two-year-old going a mile and eighth, so he's got plenty of foundation in him, and he goes in the Kentucky Derby the right way.
John, the Florida Derby, very exciting three-horse race. Commandment, he just seems to find a way to win for Brad Cox. He ran down the Puma right on the wire. Chief Wallaby was only about a half length back or so. So those three, I thought, all ran well. Your impressions?
Yeah, there were three noses on the wire. And you're right, Commandment, who has tactical speed, but he was last down the backstretch in the Florida Derby. I didn't know if he was going to fire or not, but when he angled to the far outside, he came running. And Chief Wallaby kind of got in tight, trying to work his way off the fence in the lane. And you had the Puma making a little bit of an early move, and they hit the wire together. I thought the Puma won it watching the race live, but when they hung up the photo, Commandment got his head down on the wire, Chief Wallaby right between them, and I thought all three ran super races. I'm interested to see who got the best Ragazin sheet number. We'll talk to John Hardoon about that. But I think all three are legit horses if they all get into the Kentucky Derby with their points.
John, a month out, who do you make the favorite? Who do you think's been the most impressive?
Well, I think, depending on what happens today, obviously, I thought Renegade was super. And, Todd Pletcher, we thought would have the favorite for the Derby, but we thought it was going to be Ted Naafe. Pretty good to have a second, third, and fourth kind of shot with a horse like Renegade. Right now, I would think he'd be the tepid favorite. There is Derby Future Book wagering this weekend, and that'll give us an idea of what the public thinks as well.
And then obviously we'll talk about the preps today in depth over the show. That's going to have a lot to say on who goes, the points, and what the betting is going to look like. John, there's a horse that, you know, I liked going into the Florida Derby in Chief Wallaby. I thought he lost nothing in defeat. This was a horse who really was set up to get a perfect trip sitting down behind the leaders inside. And I just never thought he got a really clean run. He kind of got bogged down and bottled up. When he did angle out, he was outkicked by Commandment, but he was between horses. I still think there's upside for Chief Wallaby.
You know, I agree. He's come a long way, and you're right. It looked like Junior Alvarado on Chief Wallaby was intent on getting to the outside in that race. He sat in the pocket, and if he had stayed there, the way the race shaped up, the horses kind of came off the fence. He would have had a hole he could drive a truck through, but he was intent on trying to get to the outside, and I think that hindered his progress. He still hit the wire with the leaders there. He galloped out well. And considering he was an unstarted maiden earlier this year, you know, to see where he's at right now, he's come a long way in a short period of time.
John, news came out this week that Golden Gate, which, you know, stopped racing, at least a year ago, was sold to an environmental group up north. And that property, it looks like, is going to be turned into a park. And, boy, that's a beautiful piece of real estate that's just going to go away as a racetrack. We know that now for sure.
Yeah, the group involved is called the Trust for Public Land. They're working in partnership with the East Bay Regional Park District. So they've secured an option to buy the property. The Mercury News up in the Bay Area reported the price to be $175 million. That's for a 161-acre piece of property. And the reason the price is relatively low for that big of a waterfront property, there's so many zoning regulations about what you can build there and what can be done and the environmental impact. It kind of limits the type of buyers that could do it. But it looks like if everything goes through, that will be a big park. And I thought, you know, a really interesting quote from these people. It said, transforming Golden Gate Fields from an underused site of a bygone era into a vibrant public waterfront is exactly the kind of forward-thinking development our communities deserve. That kind of gives you an idea of what they think of the horse racing people up there, apparently.
Yeah, bygone era. That didn't strike me right either, John. Hey, we talked a lot about it last week with the news of FanDuel going to be phased out over the next year and a half. But it looks like NYRA has picked up some slack on their coverage. So tell us about that. They're going to add some top-tier tracks, John.
They are. You know, NYRA and the Fox Network, they have never broadcast Keeneland. They're going to show some Keeneland races, I think, today to begin with. And they're going to pick up some of these other, you know, the major racetracks as the agreement with FanDuel, and as they wind down their studio operations, you're going to see more and more other tracks, I think, become part of the NYRA Fox broadcast. That's a good thing. Obviously, this is in flux as things develop. It's been very recent when it was decided that FanDuel would be shut down by the end of 2027. So everything is kind of in motion. But obviously, it looks like the folks at NYRA are going to try and help out and keep these signals going. I know they've actually shown a couple of races from Turf Paradise just to help them get started out there as they're revamping. So they're doing some good work trying to keep the racing in front of people, and we'll see what happens. They had talked about maybe putting together some type of, if you watch the NFL Red Zone, some type of red zone type of coverage of going back and forth to racetracks real quickly for races. And, I kind of like that format and that idea. We'll see where that goes.
Well, John, we've got final four games today. Then the final NCAA game, the championship, is Monday night. And then it's really time to get into the Derby, thinking of the Derby up at the South Point. You've got your seminar there, the Derby viewing party. We'll have ours over at the Rampart as well for the third straight year. Jay Pribman will be joining us along with Dwayne Colucci. We're at the Rampart doing a Friday night seminar, and I know you guys, you and John Hardoon and Ralph, will be at the South Point on Friday night. So let's talk about that a little bit and get the phone number out for the South Point. And then we want to get a radio selection from you. You were busy today doing both Santa Anita and the Keeneland cards.
Well, as far as the phone number at the South Point, that is 866-780-7223. Make plans to come out for that Kentucky Derby, the free viewing party. We'll have a Derby seminar. This year, the Kentucky Oaks is at night. I think the post time for the Kentucky Oaks on the Friday is about 5:40. We're looking at probably starting our seminar right around 6:30, time for people to play those last races at Churchill, and we'll kind of recap what happened in the Oaks, go over some of those double payoffs going into the Derby, and do our Derby seminar. So get out there and have a good time. Again, the viewing party is free. You're going to see discounted food rate and beverage rates up there in the ballroom. 866-780-7223. Ask for Steve Johnson. He'll tell you how to set up your room for the Derby weekend. As far as a radio play, Bob, I'm going to go to Santa Anita, race number 3, number 1, Duke Silver. I thought that didn't have a great trip in his debut. Kind of got stuck pulling behind horses. Ended up making a little run for third. All in all, I thought it was a good education. He draws the rail today, but I think there's a lot more speed in here than we saw the first time. I think you just go from the rail with Kazushi Kimura. At 5-1 on the morning line, he's the one to catch and beat. Race number 3 is Santa Anita, number 1, Duke Silver. And I know, Bob, you put together your sheet for today, so let us know what your highlights are, and let's get not only a Santa Anita pick if you have it. But, again, Final Four is today and Monday if you have an opinion on any of the NCAA basketball.
Well, let's start with basketball, John. Two really evenly matched games today, Michigan and Arizona. Michigan's a one-point favorite. The other game is Illinois and UConn, where Illinois is a two-point favorite. So we've got two real evenly matched games. Most people seem to think that the best two teams in it remaining are Arizona and Michigan. Unfortunately, they're playing each other in that bracket today. And to me, Arizona has just kind of looked like the right team all the way along, John. I like just their style of play. They've got size. They've got guards. And I think they're the team to beat. So I would take Arizona and the point today against Michigan. But I think both underdogs really have a good shot. UConn just seems to come alive at this time of the year. So should be two great games. Looking forward to that, John. As far as on the racing front, I played races 5, 9, and 12 as my best plays today. I put $128 into the late pick 5. Great field size, good competitive racing. My radio play, let's go to the ninth race, and it's pretty good price on the morning line. I like number 10, Prince Dolce, in here. This is a horse who got beat a neck at this level last time. If you watch the replay, really was looking for room throughout the stretch and came flying. One or two more jumps, this horse is winning. Blinkers go on today. Ricky Gonzalez rides back. He's had experience with this horse. Steve Knapp, the trainer. It's an evenly matched field here of Calbred allowance horses. The price is right. I don't think we're getting 12 to 1, but maybe 6 or 8 to 1 on number 10, Prince Dolce. That's the ninth race, the 10, Prince Dolce. That's my radio play, John. Let's go to break. When we come back, Bob Mazursky from todaysracingdigest.com and Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. You're listening to a Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Say brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. They say brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine
what
girl.
A good wife you would be.
Such a fine
yeah, your eyes could steal a sailor from the sea. Brandy wears a braided chain made of
Angels Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, today is the day. It's Santa Anita Derby Day here at Santa Anita Park. Watch and wager on top Derby prospects as at least one of them will go on to represent SoCal in the Big Kentucky Derby. The Grade 1 event is the highlight of a tremendous Easter weekend lined up here at the Great Race Place. And we have a plethora of events surrounding that big day, like the Front Runner Buffet, a barbecue in the loge box seats, a 5K run, a craft beer festival, an elegant celebration in the chandelier room, a Santa Anita Derby handicapping contest, and a spring carnival. Then Easter Sunday, we will have an Easter egg hunt in the infield for kids of all ages. You can get all the details and you can purchase advanced tickets over at santaanita.com. Santa Anita Park, it's your best bet for world-class entertainment and world-class racing on Easter weekend.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and shoot for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, Farm Owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new addition to the 2026 breeding season, Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner Almond Joy. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980. That's 510-928-4980. And start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere, and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
G'day, this is Michael Ronan, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, Bob Ike and John Lindo. And John, before we bring in Bob Mazursky, let's talk about Calbred of the Week. It's not somebody who won, but maybe somebody today who's got potential to win. Plus, we've got those two Calbred stakes races at Santa Anita.
Right, we've got the Echo Eddie Stakes, race number four on the card, and the eighth race of the evening, Jewel Stakes, both for Calbreds, and our friends at Legacy Ranch, Peter Neville and Perella, they're both represented in both races. Sammy Davis is in the Echo Eddie Stakes, and Mohaven is in the evening, Jewel Stakes. Best of luck to our friends, Peter Neville and Perella, who always support the Calbred programs, and how about the Santa Anita Derby? We've got a Calbred in the Santa Anita Derby today, and that is Start the Ride for trainer Dan Blacker and Armando Ayuso there. Best of luck to all the Calbreds today racing at Santa Anita.
And Legacy Ranch isn't just represented. They've got the two favorites in those races, Sammy Davis at 8-5, Mohaven at even money. So I want to wish Pete well. I saw Pete the last two weekends out at the Derby Room, John, so we've had a good time catching up and want to wish him all the best. All right, Bob Mazursky, good morning. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, guys. How are you? Good morning, Bob, to you. Happy Derby Day. And Bob, is
yeah,
12-1 on Prince Dolce. It'll also snow in California today.
All right, Bob, what price am I looking at?
I think about half that, maybe 5-1,
okay.
6-1.
All right, all right.
Be,
you're probably right.
Fine.
Yeah, you're probably right, Bob. I'll take it, though. That is a good betting race. Bob, last week you gave us Curlin's Command at 560, so of course we'll go for 2 weeks in a row today. But first of all, wanted you to preview the Santa Anita Derby. Obviously, you've seen a lot of them, covered a lot of them over the years. Bob Baffert's got the two morning line favorites, Potente at 2-1, Cherokee Nation at 5-2. Looks pretty competitive, Bob. What'd you think?
I think it's pretty competitive, but I'm going to live or die with Intrepido. I've liked this horse from day one. He was much the best winning the American Feral last year. Then he basically lost all chance at the start in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. Went to the sidelines. I thought he ran huge in his comeback. He was battling for the lead and got worn down late by Plutarch. I don't think he wants to be on the lead. I think he's a horse that's better stalking. So drawing outside today, I really think is going to help him. They skipped to San Felipe. Jeff Mullins pointed him specifically for this race. So I think he's going to fire his best shot today, and I just hope he's good enough. But I'm going to sink or swim with Intrepido in the Derby.
And, Bob, we know Jeff Mullins knows how to win the Santa Anita Derby. Back in the early 2000s, I think he ran second and then won 3 years straight, if my memory serves correct.
That is correct. He's done very well in this race, so, and he's had another great meeting. You know, he's one of the most solid, consistent trainers on this circuit. So I think that horse will run his race today, and I don't think a mile and eight is going to hurt him. So I'm just going to sink or swim, because it's basically to me a five-horse race, because I think the two long shots are in a little too tough. So I think, you know, you don't like to spread out too much in a race like that if you're playing the exotic. So I'm just going to, like I said, sink or swim with Intrepido.
John Lindo, as I mentioned, Bob gave us a winner last week, so why don't you get it today so we can make it 2 weeks in a row?
I will, and just to, on that Santa Anita Derby too, Bob Mazursky, I think drawing an outside post for Intrepido is going to help a lot too. He got pinned down inside and really fought last time. I think Hector Barros can kind of sit and wait a little bit longer from the outside post and do more of a stalking kind of trip, and that might make him a little bit tougher. And like you say, 3 out of 4 in the Santa Anita Derby, that's not a bad record for Jeff Mullins.
And that's what I like the most, is I think he's going to get the trip that he prefers today, like he did when he won the American Pharoah that day. He was able to wait, and then, you know, he had some traffic trouble but was able to overcome it. So I think he's going to get that stalking trip, as you said, and it's not a big field. So I just hope he gets a shot, and we'll see if he's good enough.
Well, we'll find out at 7 to 2, and there's a lot of other places we can go for a radio play today on this 12-race card that starts at 12 noon. So how about a radio play from one of the undercard races?
I'm going to go to the 5th race today. I like number 6, Fantastic. I realize it's been a while since he's won, but he should have won last time. He had a ton of trouble in the stretch, was blocked, finally got clear late, but it was a little too late, and he ended up getting beat a half length. But if he'd have found clear ceiling, there's no doubt he would have won that day. So I'm going to hoping he can get the job today. Hector Barrios rides. So number 6, Fantastic, in race 5.
Bob, good luck today. Thanks, and we'll talk again. I guess you're taking next week off. We'll talk in 2 weeks.
Sounds good, Bob. Take care. Good luck to everybody today.
Okay, that was Bob Mazursky. And just want to mention again, John, noon post today with that 12-race card out at Santa Anita. 12 noon today and tomorrow, which is Easter Sunday. And, John, closing day in quotes, because we're going to take a little time off, about 10 days, and then come back for the second part of that meet. So mandatory payouts tomorrow, John Lindo. So not only a huge card today, but we've got to stay focused for tomorrow as well.
Absolutely. I say with the mandatory payouts, that all makes a lot of sense to us. And don't worry, we'll have a lot going on next weekend, too. The Apple Blossom being at Oaklawn Park, among other things. So we'll have a
Keeneland
lot of.
Keeneland will be in full swing.
Exactly. That Keeneland meet, in fact, on Friday, they run the Maker's Mark Mile. That's not a bad Friday feature.
Let's bring in Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How's it going, fellas?
Really good. Excited about today. I know you are, too. You love these kind of big days. But first of all, Bruce, it was kind of a time warp, a time machine, when I looked at Turf Paradise on Wednesday, and there was 63-year-old Pat Valenzuela getting the win, and had been 10 years since he had really last ridden. And I'll tell you what, guys, for 63, he still doesn't look bad on a horse.
Kind of. I watched that replay a couple of times. It wasn't a thing of beauty, but boy, he knows how to win races. It was I believe it was at Turf Paradise, on the turf going long, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
And he had a little trouble with his balance, I thought, into the first turn. The wire came up in the nick of time, but
it
let's
did.
Give the guy a tremendous amount of credit. The guy's almost in his mid-60s winning races. You know, is incredible. But it was it wasn't exactly a thing. It doesn't remind me of 1989 when he was on Sunday Silence. It looked a little different.
He's still getting his legs, I think. And I'll tell you what, I've seen younger guys look worse. Let's put it that way. And I kind of reconnected with P-Val when we were over there for spring training, and texted him after the race. And he called me about 30 seconds later. He was so fired up about winning that race. So I'm happy for the guy. I hope he stays on the straight and narrow and makes this comeback last for a while. Well, Bruce, you gave us a nice winner in Florida last week, Pentathlon, $10, a great call there. And I know John Lindo is going to jump in and get your first play, and then I'll come back and get the second one. Go ahead, John.
Well, I tell you what, Bruce, I think P-Val will get better as he goes along here. You know, he was tacking 127 this week, so obviously he's got a deal. He'll get a little bit more fit as we go along here, but congratulations to P-Val. Good to see him back in the winner's circle. I know you've done the work at Keeneland. You've done the work at Santa Anita. Where do you want to go for your first radio play?
Let's go to Keeneland. There's lots to choose from over there. I did the last 7 races on my full card with Santa Anita today. I'm going to look at the 9th race. This is the Grade 1 Madison Stakes at 7 furlongs. And first off, I think this is going to be a hotly contested pace. Check it out. Grand Job, the 5, Our Disaster, the 6, and Mystic Lake, the 8. They do all these three do their best running on the front end. I think they're going to set it up. I really like the comebacker here, the 3 Clico with Flavian Pratibor. This is a horse that's familiar with this track. She broke her maiden here impressively back in April 25, and she's classy. She won 4 straight races, of which one of which was the Cotillion. She was 4th in the Breeders' Cup Distaff. There's a lot of quality there. She's also shown the ability to rate in her 3 of those 4 wins. The other thing I like, I was able to, online to watch her March 28th workout locally here at Keeneland, and boy, did she look good. I mean, they weren't all out in this workout, but she took over on the turn and daylighted a group, one of which was a horse by the name of Demolition Duke in there, an older male allowance runner who's got a little bit of run. She just blew that group away on the workout. Love what I saw here. I think even off the bench, she's going to be tough. Race 9, the 3 at Keeneland. Clico, 6-1 on the morning line.
And where do you want to come for your second play, Bruce?
Let's go to the 12th race at Santa Anita. This is a loaded race. There is plenty of options here, but the horse that really intrigues me is the rail, Cortina de Impreso. I was watched her last race in Ireland. The reason it was at 6 furlongs, we're going 6.5 today, she was a fast closing second. She showed a big stretch kick, only was beaten a neck. When she came to the U.S., she tried a mile, and she ran well enough. She finished 3rd. That was at Del Mar. 5.5 months later, she shows up at Santa Anita, so she may have had some issues. I thought Kimura got very aggressive with her. He pressed a hot pace. She was right behind the leader. She gave a good effort, but I don't think that's where she wants to be. I think she wants to lag back and make one run. She certainly should be fit going route to sprint. Berrios takes over, a very patient rider. I think she's going to love the layout today here and should be set for her best. Race 12, the 1, Cortina de Impreso at 6-1 on the morning line.
And tell us what you have available today at betonbruce.com.
Excellent card at Santa Anita today. We have the 12 race full card analysis, the combo platter with the last 7 races of the day included at Keeneland with audio, also the 4 best plays at Santa Anita with audio, all at betonbruce.com.
Good. Thank you, Bruce. Good luck today. We'll talk again next week.
You got it. Take care, fellas.
Okay, let's take our next time out. When we come back, John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets. Scott Shapiro, he was up early doing his Shappy Hour. He's been doing a lot of work on these prep races. That's the next segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles AM 830, KLAA, and on the Angels radio app.
Radio.
AM 830.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Coming up at Los Alamitos are our first set of futurity trials on Sunday, April 19th. On this night, we'll have the qualifying trials to the Grade 2 Robert A. Dare Kindergarten Futurity, featuring a great cast of promising juveniles, led by recent winners Contentious, Bridgewater, and Monday Dynasty. Plus, night racing's best bets are here. The early and late pick 4, and the traditional pick 6. Remember, we add 10,000 to the pool if we don't have a carryover. The total pick 6 pool with the promotion was a promo record of 86,000 on March 21st. And racing fans, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard's Sports Bar. Don't miss this big night, the kindergarten trials on Sunday, April 19th.
Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m.
Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome too. The Gas Lamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GasLampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gas Lamp Tavern. See you at the Gas Lamp Tavern soon. From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com. Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Los Angeles, Bob Ike and John Lindo. And John, this is the kind of day where you need to dig into DRF, look at the formulator, look at everything else. Tell us about it.
Well, you can bet with confidence like Bob Ike does when you use the new Daily Racing Form All Access Pass Performances with one of the best in-class products. You now get all three PP formats, including DRF Classic, Formulator, and Timeform US. Access the most trusted information in horse racing with DRF All Access PPs. Go to DRF.com and try them out today.
Let's bring in John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How you guys doing?
Doing well. The weather okay back there today?
Absolutely beautiful day. It's in the 60s, so it's a nice day and no rain in sight, so that's a good thing.
We wanted to get the rag numbers from last weekend's preps. So if you have them, John, Renegade in the Arkansas Derby and Commandment in the Florida Derby, how did they stack up?
They both ran the same number, believe it or not. They each ran a six. So listen, Renegade, let's be honest, visually was extremely impressive. The question is, you know, what did he really beat? That field came up weak, but all you could do is face the people, the horses that they bring up against you. Visually, extremely impressive. Horses don't win like that on that track, and he did. And Commandment just keeps getting better. He did nothing wrong. Chief Wallaby, by the way, the horse that finished third, actually ran the same number as the winner. The interesting thing is I called Puma. I thought Puma won, but he got the worst Bob that you could get. Commandment, the only time he was in front was on the wire. And but he got the money, and that's all that counts.
Well, that horse definitely knows how to win, too. He knows where the wire is. Hey, John, Edgar Zayas relocating up to New York. Your thoughts on him?
Yeah, well, a lot of guys are coming to New York because a lot of guys in New York are going elsewhere. So you have, the Louis Zayas, the Ortiz brothers, they're going to be in Kentucky. So he figured, why not give it a shot? He's a terrific rider. Surprising he didn't follow Hector Barrios and Amicio Jaramillo to California, but he's coming to New York. He's staying on the East Coast.
Speaking of, John, again, want to give you your props. You and Toby tipped us off on how good a rider Amicio Jaramillo was. Toby said he'll be a great fit in California, where he's a good speed rider. You said he'd be the leading rider, and you are correct. When we close out tomorrow's championship meet here, he will be the runaway leading rider. He has been super.
Yeah, well, Hernandez is trying to make it interesting with winning multiple races the last couple of days. So I'm looking for the wire for him, and I think he's going to get it done. And he was lucky because he fell into the Doug O'Neill barn at the right time. O'Neill had a terrific meet. He's winning at a very high percentage. Everything that Jaramillo has ridden for him is live and has run well, you know, including the big race. The horse I ran that's running in the Santa Anita Derby today, when he ran second last time, Robusta at 70-1 or close to it. So again, he was lucky. He got into the right barn and they clicked, and they've had a lot of success together. And he really is a terrific rider.
John Linda wanted you to get the preview of the Wood from Mr. Hardoon and also his first pick. I'll come back and get his second selection.
Well, John, the Wood Memorial goes as race 12 on the card at Aqueduct. They're on the track for the first race right now. In that Wood Memorial, field of 12 with the scratch of number 11, Otino. The favorite is hung out on the far outside, number 13, Iron Honor. And to me, there's a lot of speed in this race.
There is a lot of speed. I agree with you, John. And another thing about Iron Honor is he's never been two turns. He won last time out at a mile at Aqueduct, but everybody knows that's a one-turn mile. Not only that, so he'll be breaking from the 12 post today, but that's a pretty tough post going a mile and an eighth. And you're right, there's a lot of speed inside. Napoleon Solo, Talk to Me Jimmy, and a couple of other horses. I'm going to take a shot in here with a price horse, number 9, Bravaro, 3-year-old colt from the Safi Joseph barn. This horse has 4 career starts, and he's improved in each and every one of them. Blinkers go on today. I think he's going to be a little closer, and I think he's going to work out a great trip right behind the speed. 8-1 on the morning line. I like number 9, Bravaro, to upset and win this year's Wood Memorial.
So that's Bravaro, 8-1 on the program. Our number 9 on the program, 8-1 at odds, 12th race, the Wood at Aqueduct. And, John, I know you did Keeneland, you did Aqueduct, you did Santa Anita, you did Oaklawn Park. So where do you want to go for your first radio play?
So let's go to Keeneland and look at the 8th race today. This is a mile on the turf. And, again, another wide-open but good betting race here. I like the number 1 horse, Spirit Doll. This is a 3-year-old filly from the Safi Joseph barn. Luann Machado aboard to ride. She's listed at a ridiculous 15-1 on the morning line. She's a better horse now than she was last year. Second start back off of a layoff. Number 1, Spirit Doll, upsets and wins this year. Appalachian Stakes out at Keeneland, the 8th race.
And, John, are you going to come out to Santa Anita for your second radio play?
I will. Let's look at race number 9, also a mile on the turf. And I like the number 7 horse in here, Warm Sun and Brew, a 4-year-old gelding from the Mark Latt barn. Antonio Frasu aboard to ride. Didn't run well last time out. However, his 2 previous races, either one of them good enough to win here. I like the price. I think he's going to get a good trip. Number 7, Warm Sun and Brew, wins today's 9th race out at Santa Anita.
And tell us what's available today at the website, John.
JONHARDOON.com. 3 best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today we have Aqueduct, Keeneland, Oakland, and Santa Anita selections.
Have a great day, my friend, and we'll talk to you again next Saturday.
Thanks, guys. Stay safe and be well.
Okay, let's go now to Scott Shapiro. He was up early doing his Shappy Hour, going over some Derby prep races, which are in full effect today. Good morning, Shapper.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. Iker, I called you to give you an hour warning before the spaces, but you didn't show up. At 5 a.m.
Yeah, the time difference got me, Shapper, but I'll go back and catch it on the archive. I know, first of all, you've dug in pretty good today at both Keeneland and Santa Anita. So let's start off with the preview of the Bluegrass at Keeneland. That is their 11th and final race on a loaded card. Your thoughts in there? I know there are a couple scratches in the Bluegrass, but give us a rundown, Shapper.
Yeah, you lose class president, who Todd Fletcher wasn't happy with the way he was training leading up to the race. Didn't knock him out of the Derby picture as a whole, but out of the Bluegrass. And then O'Selly, who will be running in the Wood Memorial, was cross-entered for both. So down to a field of 7, Otino will run in this race, not in the Wood Memorial for Chad Brown. And, you know, I think it's going to definitely be bet like a 2-horse race between Further Ado and Reagan's Honor. I've got questions about Further Ado, who I think will go out favored in here because Spendthrift has a 20-length victory over Keeneland, Brad Cox, comes off a second. I mean, I just think this horse is going to, has been, you know, the horse they're going to bet. And I've got questions about whether he's the same horse as he was at two. I'm going to let him beat me in here. But the other horse they're going to bet is Reagan's Honor, and I've got some Derby futures on this horse, so I'm definitely biased. But I think he's the one to beat by far in here. Only, you know, he's got to prove himself, you know, in terms of class. But he beat a three-year-old upfield at allowance race at Fairgrounds last time and did it convincingly, way better than his last. He's moved forward in all three starts. I think Cherie DeVoe has been patient with him, and now this is his biggest spot. I think there's not a ton of speed in here. Maybe, you know, I think he's going to go to the front. You know, hopefully he doesn't take too much heat, but I think he's the best horse here, and he's looking at a Derby right now where there's not a lot of speed at the moment, so it could work out well for him. If you're looking for a price underneath, I think Great White is interesting on the surface switch. Done very little wrong thus far, and he's a big horse. I'm a little worried about the inside, but I don't think he'll have any problem over the dirt.
John Lindo, what do you have for Schapper?
Well, Scott, I saw you did a lot of work on a good card at Santa Anita on Express Bet, and like you say, you've done the work on all the Triple Crown prep races. Where do you want to go for your radio play?
Let's go to race three at Santa Anita. I could go a number of places. This is one of the few days where I have a lot of stuff I like for sure. Race three at Santa Anita, though, is a maiden special. And it's only a seven-horse field, but I'm hoping they bet this race somewhat, at least, like the morning line suggests, because I don't think Winston Avenue is much horse, the 3-2 morning line favorite. I don't think Captain Treat is that much because I bet him at least once. I bet him two back. I used him the last race. I think the best horse in this race is Duke Silver, and I think he ran better than Captain Treat last time. I think he was, you know, this is a $335,000 son of Florida bred, son of Silver State, who stands for $7,500. He looked the part at the sale. I don't think he did anything to disgrace himself last out. If he gets out of the gate on a slight cutback from the inside, I think it's lights out. So I'm going to go in race three with number one, Duke Silver, 5-1 on the line, in race three at Santa Anita.
Well, we've got Lindo and Shapiro on the same horse, so bye-bye, 5-1, right, guys? John, well, you like this horse as well.
I sure do, and I like that Shapiro's on the same horse. We're going to fire away then, Scott.
Yeah, I mean, what do we think, 3-1?
I'll take 3-1 right now if you give it to me.
Yeah.
Hey, Shapiro, like tell us what, you know, what your schedule is going to look like leading up to Derby. Obviously, we're a month out, but the major preps are going to be out of the way. So what will Scott Shapiro be doing as we head into the most anticipated race in horse racing?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it a lot. It'll be probably a lot of Keeneland after this week leading up to it, and, of course, some Santa Anita as well. Probably will kind of not have full card selections, and maybe, you know, some of the smaller days at Santa Anita focus more in Kentucky, because that's where the wagering goes this time of year. But definitely those two tracks, and then really excited to hopefully do as much content as possible, see how I'm feeling. But Kentucky Derby week and the week before should have a lot of good stuff out, and hopefully people have gotten a lot out of my prep school article, which has been gone for 2 months, kind of lead you up to it. You wanted to read back at all of them. It might catch you up on things if you're looking to catch up on the Derby trail.
Well, we are going to look to catch up, and with no racing here at Santa Anita next week, so we're going to have some time to do that and dive into your stuff. And obviously, Keeneland in full swing, that's a fantastic meet. Really enjoy that. So we will look forward to staying up on all your work, Shapper.
Sounds good. I appreciate the love, guys. And let's get Duke Silver home. And I figure you gave out Prince Dolce. Is that right?
I did. And Hardoon went against me there. So we might have to have a little side bet on that horse, on that race. Anyway, thank you, Shapper. Have a good one. We'll talk again next Saturday. Hey, John, real quick before we break, we talked about the jockey standings. I called it a runaway. Hardoon said it's getting close. It's Jaramillo 46, Juan Hernandez 41 heading into today. Those two guys have put a pretty good gap in between themselves and everybody else.
And one of the reasons Michel Jaramillo's on top is because trainer Doug O'Neill's had an unbelievable meet. He's been in front from the start, and it looks like Doug O'Neill will be the leading trainer when this winter meet wraps up tomorrow. Congratulations to those guys both. And how about H and Tom Canoes, too? A new guy, never ridden out of this circuit, and he might end up being the leading rider at the winter meet at Santa Anita.
Yeah, O'Neill running away with the trainer race, 36 wins. Mark Glad is second with 25, Baffert with 24. Let's take our final timeout. We'll check in with Michael Rona from Los Alamitos. You're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Ladies and gentlemen, today is the day. It's Santa Anita Derby Day here at Santa Anita Park. Watch and wager on top Derby prospects as at least one of them will go on to represent SoCal in the Big Kentucky Derby. The Grade 1 event is the highlight of a tremendous Easter weekend lined up here at the Great Race Place. And we have a plethora of events surrounding that big day, like the Front Runner Buffet, a barbecue in the Loge box seats, a 5K run, a craft beer festival, an elegant celebration in the Chandelier Room, a Santa Anita Derby handicapping contest, and a spring carnival. Then Easter Sunday, we will have an Easter egg hunt in the infield for kids of all ages. You can get all the details and you can purchase advance tickets over at santaanita.com. Santa Anita Park, it's your best bet for world-class entertainment and world-class racing on Easter weekend.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin Sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin Sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin Sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin Sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin Sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin Sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin Sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Welcome back. Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. John Lindo, if the listeners can't be out at Santa Anita for that noon post today in the Santa Anita Derby card, give us some simulcast options.
Right. Everything will be open up by 10 a.m. today, which means that you have a few more minutes, and you'll have the Keelan card to play before Santa Anita. You've got down here in San Diego. You head over to the Gas Lamp Tavern, the Paddock on 5th at 868 5th Avenue in San Diego. Oh, obviously, in Orange County, you've got the OC Tavern, 2369 South El Camino Real Road in San Clemente. And your favorite stomping grounds, the Derby Room up there at Fairplex Park. They're already waiting to serve you. So a lot of good options if you can't get to Santa Anita for the Derby card today.
Absolutely. Thank you, John. Let's bring in Michael Rona from Los Al. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Bob.
Well, tell us about the James Smith Handicap tonight.
It's a very good stakes race, the last of nine on the program for three-year-olds at 350 yards, featuring a pair who came through the Grade 1 Winter Derby, each with a mid-pack finish in the final after winning their trial to the Winter Derby. I refer to number 2, SM My Valentine, who was a Grade 2 Futurity winner last season, who is 9-5 fractional morning line favourite tonight, and number 5, SG Jacob J, who is 2-1 on Ed Burgard's morning line. They're both very talented three-year-olds, both trained by Adan Farias for different ownership, and they elected to pass on El Primero del Año Derby, which was won by Dudar Cartel last weekend, Dudar Cartel winning the first two derbies on the calendar. These two are coming in that little bit fresh with Grade 1 form lines, and cheap bar number 6 is 5-2 third choice in the feature race tonight, coming off a victory in the maiden stakes. So it's a race with considerable depth and talent, the James Smith Memorial Stakes. That will be preceded by a pair of two-year-old races, the 6th and 7th, as we keep building towards trials to the Kindergarten Futurity coming up in 2 weeks from tomorrow night. A couple of well-bred horses, Bob, to keep an eye on. Race 6, number 6, AJ Million Sign, is a half-brother to the ill-fated Jericho, who worked alongside a two-year-old named Monday Dynasty recently. Monday Dynasty came out to win on debut last Saturday, so that's a good pointer towards number 6 in race 6. And the 7th is the other two-year-old maiden, and it features a half-sister to Train Station V. That's number 6, Norca. Train Station V was the AQHA and California champion two-year-old colt of 2023, winner of the Grade 1 Golden State Million and 2 million futurities at Los Alamitos, and is now standing at stud. So that's just a couple of the well-bred types that we look forward to seeing on debut tonight at Los Alamitos.
John Lindo, what do you have for Michael?
Well, Michael, tomorrow is Easter Sunday, and as I understand it, no live racing tomorrow night at Los Alamitos, correct?
Correct, John. Yeah, we never race Sunday, Easter Sunday, at Los Alamitos. And so tonight is your only chance to play under the lights. And there's some good quarter horse racing following some 1,000-yard events on the 9-race program, which kicks off at 6:20.
And you still can't come over tomorrow on Easter Sunday for the simulcast card wagering during the daytime, correct?
Oh, golly, mate. I presume that's the case. I'm sure it is. I just couldn't stake my life on it.
Okay. I don't want you to bet your life on anything there, Michael. We'll take your word for it at this point, but being closing day at Santa Anita, I'm sure there are going to be options to play at the Los Alamitos tomorrow. And for tonight, let's get us out on the cards today with a winner at Los Alamitos Saturday night.
Well, I'm going to circle back to the feature race tonight and go away from the top three on the morning line I've just mentioned. Look, I might be going off a race too early with this horse. He comes off a layoff for his three-year-old debut, number 4, Hurry Up, who is 9-2. He's a horse I was very high on last season. I made numerous notes about some trouble-filled races with enormous gallop outs, including a fifth-place finish in the Grade 1 Governor's Cup Futurity in July. He's a big, long-striding horse. I actually put a post out on X before his maiden win last September declaring that I think he'll win a Derby this year. He's had a belated start to his three-year-old season. He hasn't had a gate work, so he just might not be sharp enough off the bench, but I couldn't let him race without my being on him because I'm high on Hurry Up for the future And I think at 9-2, he could be heard from late in this feature race tonight. If he doesn't get the job done for us, stick with him. I think he's a good prospect.
Thank you, Michael. Have a great night, and we will check in with you next Saturday.
Thanks, fellas. Cheers.
All right. That was Michael Rona. And, John, we're about out of time. Santa Anita is dark next weekend, but we will be here with coverage from great racing from Keeneland and Oaklawn Park. Thanks to Christian and Elliot inside. Mike Willman, he's here from 8 to 10 tomorrow. Stay tuned. Andy Harris and the SoCal Restaurant Show. Thanks for listening. Good luck today. Cash some tickets. We will talk to you again next Saturday.